Brian, I got bad news.
Oh no, what happened?
We forgot to record.
Wait, when?
Like, for 3 years.
What? Oh. No, we did the one at the con. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And wait, then we didn't record anything else.
Wait, what year is it?
I think it's 2023.
What did we not record?
Well, we didn't record anything about John Wick Chapter 3, 3,000 Years of Longing.
Avatar, but instead of Fern Gully, it's Waterworld.
Loki Season 1, Everything Everywhere All at Once, Moon Knight, Black Adam, Falcon and Winter Soldier, Ant-Man Quantumania, Your Name / Weathering With You, New Matrix, Jurassic World, Godzilla vs. Kong, The Renaissance, Johnny Depp got canceled, Mortal Kombat, Stranger Things Season 4, Lord of the Rings Show, Attack on Titan coming out and finally ending maybe, Hot D, also known as How to Train Your Dick. No.
Wait, what?
How to Train Your Dragon. Nope, still not. House of Dragon. House of the Dragon. Yes. Umbrella Academy, Season 3. Cyberpunk 2077. Keanu Reeves came out in...
Hell yeah, Keanu!
Came out in Cyberpunk 2077. And it was terrible because the game was broken. And then they fixed it.
Oh, good.
But it was still not fixed. And then they fixed it again.
Oh, good.
And it's mostly okay now. Johnny Depp came back.
Oh!
Yeah. Turns out Amber Heard really sucks.
I think they both really suck. But more so her.
Who pooped on a bed, Brian? Amber Heard pooped on a bed, and then she pooped all over the Aquaman movie. There's a floating joke somewhere in there about water, and I don't know what it is.
Or it just sunk.
No Man's Sky came out and was broken, through much of the beginning of the pandemic, and actually came out before that, but it's still broken when the pandemic happened. But then they fixed it, and now it's a game. Jedi Fallen Order came out, and there was a sequel to it.
Yes.
We haven't talked about that yet. Death Stranding, Final Fantasy VII got a remake, Battletoads got a special edition, Castlevania got a special edition, Ninja Turtles got a special edition.
Oh, they got a whole fucking package.
Pokemon Violet, Pokemon Scarlet, Pokemon Arceus, Pokemon Snap.
Yeah.
Again, Tales of the Jedi.
Yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy video game. Star Trek Picard. Star Trek Strange New Worlds. Star Trek Discovery some more. Star Trek Prodigy. Star Trek Lower Decks.
All the Star Treks.
The High Republic. God of War Ragnarok. The King in Black. X-Men got rebooted, sort of.
Kind of. In the middle of Hickman's thing.
Black Adam. Falcon and Winter Soldier. WandaVision. Wait, we did WandaVision.
We did it. We have one of those.
We have a second one of those, and we should drop that.
We're gonna drop that.
Okay.
New Mutants, Ms. Marvel, Zack Snyder's Justice League cut, She-Hulk, John Kent, new Superman in the DC Comics, the Batman, Ted Lasso. Holy shit!
What a sneaker. The geekiest show on Apple TV right now.
Besides Mythic Quest. Obi-Wan, Hayden Christensen came back. Obi-Wan came back like a badass. Bad Batch. I started Miles Morales on the PS5. Jedi Temple Challenge, starring everybody's favorite new Jedi. Keller and Beck. John Wick 3 and 4. Family. AKA Fast 10. We went to Star Wars Celebration in 2022.
Yeah, we did a whole con.
And we didn't talk about it.
Jurassic World Evolution 2.
High Republic Phase 2.
High Republic Phase 1.
Matrix 4. Ahsoka! Stranger Things, whatever season it's on. Now, there was a big gap. It was good. It was there. Dragon Ball Super Superhero Movie in the theaters in IMAX Wednesday. Black Panther 2. Magic the Gathering is putting out a Lord of the Rings set.
Magic the Gathering put out a D&D set. Oh, Justin Roiland got canceled.
Yes, he did. The Last of Us has a TV show now? Ezra Miller ruins karaoke? Bad Batch Season 2!
Trigun got a reboot. The Cowboy Bebop show came out. It was in live action.
Ooh.
I don't want to say anymore. Justin Roiland got more canceled. Grant Morrison dropped Proctor Valley Road. James Tinian dropped The Nice House on the Lake. Justin Roiland is still somehow finding more ways to get canceled. Something's Killing the Children.
Hickman's redoing the Ultimate Universe in Marvel.
An entire giga leak of everything that Nintendo's been doing, including some lewd images of, like, Luigi.
Luigi starting that OnlyFans.
Dude, the pandemic was hard for everybody.
Yeah.
Listen, we were making sourdough bread and OnlyFans pages.
And gardens.
So if we manage to just cover all of that, we should be good.
Welcome back to another episode of Sneaky Geek. This is episode like 44 or 45.
Give or take. Yeah,
I don't know.
It's around there.
We're back. We're back.
We're back again.
We have a list. And
for
this
like
time,
the third time we're back?
Okay, so we've done We're Back several times, but we've never talked about We're Back, which is what we're talking about today.
I love that movie.
John Goodman.
The dinosaur movie?
And Julia Childs are absolutely fantastic. The Raven thing at the end, what is going on with that?
Great, I don't know.
What
but
is going on with that
It's sequel bait at its best.
But it's creepy as shit. Why end with his eye? Yeah, well, it's good time. Yeah, John Goodman. Yeah. Quality. No, we're not talking about We're Back.
It's a whole different
story,
podcast.
Which is a fantastic, fantastic film. Instead, we're going to do a quick rundown of everything we can think of that we missed in 2020, 2021, 2022, in the first 2 months of 2023.
Yeah.
There
were things going on.
There were lots
there
of,
were
things
of things
going on. Brian and I moved in together in 2019, and that meant more podcasts for you. Except it didn't.
It didn't.
Because a pandemic happened, and I had to finish my thesis. So, hot takes. Super fast to get through as much of this as we possibly can, as quickly as we can, because Lord knows it took us long enough to get through all of this the first time around. So,
yeah.
Last of Us. Did you like Last of Us?
It was okay.
I loved it. Actually, I liked it.
Yeah.
It was, every episode was too self-contained.
Yeah, I think my issue was it was too Monster of the Week, and I wanted a more complete story. But I also did not play the game, and
it is arguably the most faithful adaptation of a video game I have ever seen.
Which I'm hearing from everybody, which is pretty rad.
Yeah.
And there's also a lot of things that just, it's hard to do in a video game to transfer over to an actual, like, TV movie kind of thing. Which I totally get, it's definitely a thing, but no, it was pretty good for it. The production value was amazing. Those sets, the set deck, art direction, holy crap!
Yep,
amazing, beautiful.
Thor 4.
I don't wanna.
Christian Bale in Thor 4.
Oh, such a waste.
I thought Christian
Bale, amazing.
I thought Christian Bale's version of that movie was excellent.
Such
you
a
know,
waste.
All 15 minutes of him.
Yeah.
John Wick Chapter 3.
Oh my god, so good. That whole series.
So good. So good.
We'll see 4 one of these days.
He shot my dog. Trust me, I get it. So good.
Yeah.
Avatar, but this time instead of Fern Gully, it's Waterworld.
I really want to go to Universal Studios and watch Waterworld.
It would probably be easier.
I have zero interest in Avatar movies.
I still have not seen it.
And I'm down to give it a chance, and I tried rewatching Avatar 1, and I couldn't do it.
I never saw Avatar 1 in theaters.
Right.
And everyone was like, dude, you gotta go see it. Forget how good the movie is or how good the movie isn't. See it for the 3D. It's an experience. It's unreal.
Oh, yeah.
And my dad saw it on opening night with my sisters, and my dad never goes to movies, but he got free tickets and was like, heck yeah, I'm gonna go there. They like rolled out the red carpet and did like a whole thing over in his theater, and he's like this is dope, this is how it should be all the time, and I was very happy for him. But like, I never got a chance to see it, and when I finally did like get around to being like, I'm gonna go watch it, it was out of IMAX for Quantumania. Loki season 1.
Oh man, that was great.
I loved Loki season 1.
Yeah,
I thought it was fantastic. Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Amazing.
Still haven't seen it. I'm sorry.
You have to. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. Everyone says that. Yeah. Everyone says that.
And it won all the awards.
It did.
Rightfully so.
It swept it, which was really nice to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Oscars that I didn't leave angry.
Yeah. Or confused.
Seriously, the third act of Moonlight is not good. Okay. Black Adam.
It was a movie.
Was it a movie? Because I don't know that I'd even qualify
it
as that.
It was in theaters where I saw it.
That's fair. Okay, it was a film.
Yeah, it was. The Rock was The Rock as a superhero.
I felt like he was enough of a mean badass.
Yeah.
I liked him as Black Adam.
Yeah, I really did too.
You know what that movie didn't need? The child on the skateboard.
Yeah, it was like half that story, which was that kid.
The entire child scene. And normally I'm like kind of
tolerant of like, oh, we put a little kid in this. But like, this is a Black Adam movie. You don't need a kid here.
Mm-mm.
Meanwhile, Dr. Fate was fantastic. Pierce Brosnan's Dr. Fate.
Stole that movie.
So good.
I hope they somehow keep him around. And that, and we didn't list it in our big old list of things in the list in the beginning, but James Gunn took over the DC movie universe and is rebooting it and has all sorts of new things coming out. He's going to write and direct the new Superman movie, which is cool. But I really hope they somehow bring Dr. Fate back in with Pierce Brosnan, because he's by far the best character in that entire DC franchise right now.
Except for Darla.
Which one's Darla?
Darla's the little girl at the in Shazam, who is just always so excited. Yeah. And then she meets
I
Santa
love Shazam.
Claus.
Yeah. Still need to see Shazam too.
I just want
too.
You to know that I've been really good this year.
Yeah. Speaking of DC, we'll keep it rolling. Tom Taylor is one of my favorite comic book writers right now. He did John Kent, Son of Kal-El, who is the son of Superman, obviously. Or if you didn't know, that's a thing. And he did a new book, and it's fan-frickin-tastic. There's all sorts of representation all over from people of color and the LGBTQ community, and it is amazingly written, and luckily he's doing a new volume. There's a big old shakeup in the DC universe with Dark Crisis, which is a great event as well. This kind of picks up afterwards and where Superman is, but also the whole Super family. And I'm not normally a big Superman fan, but John Kent was... The book was so good.
Nice. Next.
Yes. Next. Tales of the Jedi.
Oh, man. Ooh. I have become such a freaking Dooku fanboy.
So going into it, I was so excited for the Ahsoka stuff because, you know, we love Ahsoka.
We love Ahsoka. She's
and,
not
yeah,
a Jedi.
Yeah, we love Dooku. And we knew he was going to be in there, but those Dooku episodes were so good. We got Qui-Gon in there. We got a young Qui-Gon in there.
Voiced by Liam Neeson's son.
Yeah, yeah.
Super cool.
Young Qui-Gon is Liam Neeson's son.
And then adult Qui-Gon is Liam Neeson.
Yeah.
Which is also fantastic.
Right.
I'm all about Liam Neeson doing that stuff.
Mm-hmm. And he was all about it too. And he made a great appearance, a fun appearance in the Obi-Wan show.
Spoilers, yes.
Also the Obi-Wan show.
Also the Obi-Wan show, which has a cool cut, which we should do an episode on fan cuts.
Yes, that'll be a thing.
Because during the pandemic, we watched a fan cut of the last four episodes of Clone Wars spliced into Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah.
And...
Did that one have some of the Order 66 stuff in there too? From all the things? Or just those two?
It included the Order 66 stuff in the last four episodes of Clone Wars.
Okay, just... Yeah, but not
but
Fallen Order
not
and not
include Fallen
Bad Batch.
Order, Bad Batch, yeah. or Mandalorian.
Yeah. Anyways, Bad Batch was great.
Oh.
Season 1 and Season 2. Season 2 just finished this last week. We got those two episodes. Heartbreaking. Star Wars at its finest.
Truly.
Another Star Wars at its finest news, Andor.
Dude, Andor is the best thing Star Wars has come up with since the prequel trilogy.
Yeah.
I love Mandalorian. I love the Mandalorian. I love the Bad Batch. I love Clone Wars.
Yeah.
But Andor is a masterpiece.
That was so different.
Okay,
in a
okay.
good way.
I think I do love Clone Wars more.
There's a lot of Clone Wars good shit. Yeah.
And Rebels also. I love those more. But
it's a good time to be a Star Wars fan, is what's coming down to.
But Andor is a masterpiece.
Yeah. Most everything was practical. There was an amazing story, and there was like almost like three different mini storylines in the whole 12 episode series.
And good pacing, because there were 12 episodes to actually let the story breathe.
Yeah.
Which Mando sometimes neglects to do.
Yeah. 8 episodes. Yeah, that'll happen. So we get a season 2 coming out next year, hopefully.
Yeah.
We'll get more info on that, I'm sure, this next weekend at Celebration season 2. Mm-hmm, and
Weekend at Bernie's 3.
Yes. The first half was great, but it kind of lost me in the second half.
Yep. No, there was no Weekend at Bernie's 3. Don't worry, everybody. There is no Weekend at Bernie's 3. It's okay, everyone.
Yeah. Non-Star Wars, because that's a thing.
Oh, yeah.
Dragon Ball Super Superhero.
Hell yes.
So much fun.
Dude. Remember that? Okay.
It was an IMAX?
We're not doing an entire episode on this, but there was this guy in the theater when Gohan transformed into a new form who let out the most guttural... primal scream of both like it was like he was trying to go Super Saiyan while also squealing like a girl.
Yeah,
it was
weird as hell. Everyone was uncomfortable, but boy, was he just... It was like everyone's surprise
we understood it.
And joy got channeled through this poor man's vocal cords.
Yeah, it was, as he it just, was so awkward. But that was still too low-pitched.
Yeah, it was like... You remember that scene in Revenge of the Sith right after he goes, "Not yet." And then he says, "It's treason then." And then it was like
that.
Yeah,
it was kind of like that.
Like, yeah.
But a little more excited?
Happy go... joyful Sidious? He gave us a nice joyful Sidious.
Yeah.
Falcon Winter Soldier.
Falcon Winter Soldier. It was a good one. It was different.
It was a movie?
Yeah, it was almost like a 6-hour movie if they split up into six episodes.
Unlike WandaVision and Loki, I felt like it should have just been...
One long movie. Give it like a 3-hour, 3.5-hour movie.
But it was great. Mm-hmm. I felt like it lost its footing a little bit because it started off with really strong, like, Falcon's family and his life. Isn't that great? Because, you know, America isn't always that great sometimes. Mm-hmm. And it left that very quickly to be a spy film, and I liked both those films. I just wanted both of those films.
That's
and I
fair.
Felt like I didn't get a full version of either of them.
Yeah.
But we did get the Romelage.
Yeah.
And we did get more Baron Zemo.
Yeah. And we got Madripoor. Which is a huge X-Men mutant thing. So
yeah, this is a podcast and I'm nodding very, very large
excitedly.
Nods.
Yeah. So we're slowly getting the X-Men universe stuff. Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, Bryce, tell us about Ms. Marvel.
Miss Marvel is a perfect adaptation of Jersey City, Jersey City's Muslim community, and Miss Marvel's friends.
Mm-hmm. What about her?
As an actor, I thought she handled Kamala pretty dang well.
And it was her first time, too.
Yeah.
First time acting.
And honestly, as a first time actor, like, blew me away. Like, the Harry Potter kids were first-time actors. Like, they'd done school plays, and that was pretty much it.
Yeah.
And they weren't as good, I think, as she was in that. Mm-hmm. Granted, they had Chris Columbus, but, you know, we all, you know, have our Chris to bear. or our Chris to bear. Oh, I hope we're not bearing any Chris. That's weird. More on Hogwarts later. But, all right, her powers were stupid.
Yeah, they were weird.
She's not sparkly. And I just watched the Plastic Man episode of The Flash, and it still looks good.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, this isn't that much better than, say, like, Fantastic Four. Or Rise of the Silver Surfer with the stretchiness.
Classics.
But, like, Miss Marvel's powers in Miss Marvel are not supposed to be sparkly. She's going through puberty. She has a whole bunch of weird problems because she also has to hide most of her body because she's in a Muslim community. Mm-hmm. And therefore, it is a representation of how freaking awful that is because none of it looks cool. It's weird and it's awkward, and that's what being a teenager is all about.
Yeah.
And G. Willow Wilson, who wrote that freaking book, I don't care how much Sana, like, spearheaded the idea. It's G. Willow Wilson's baby, specifically said, I don't know that she'll ever be a movie because she's not sparkly enough. She's not a sparkly character. Like, she's awkward and funky. And then they did exactly that.
Yeah.
And I was so frustrated the whole damn time. And
he
then
was.
On top of it, at the very end, she goes, "Embiggen." For no reason at all. And I'm like, you kind of almost got it. And the thing is, I said the thing is twice, but the other thing is that she does the reach out stretchy hand thing and catches her friend, right? Or catches the mean girl who eventually comes out and winds up being one of her really good friends in the comics. So there's a little bit of my street cred for why I'm allowed to complain about this freaking problem. But she reaches out her hand and does the stretchy thing. And I'm like, okay, that's kind of like Ms. Marvel powers. It's not, like, it's still sparkly and too pretty, but at least it's an extension of her body.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, cool, maybe we'll get that and it'll just be sparkly because it's easier to animate and looks less gross than skin. But then she does this weird, like, running on floating discs of light bullshit. And I'm like, if she can do the stretchy things, why isn't she stretching her legs down like she does with her stretching her hands out? Anyway.
Cost too much budget-wise for special effects.
It didn't! They're gonna just force everyone to do it in a week anyway because Marvel's terrible to their production houses.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my thoughts on Miss Marvel.
So Bryce loved it.
Oh, my God. I will say this, though.
Yeah.
Nakia...
Oh, she's great.
The freaking best in both comic and in adaptation, and I'm actually very excited for the Marvels.
Yeah.
Especially because that end scene where Brie Larson comes out and is like panicked, and I'm like, oh, look at you with your emotions.
Yeah.
What about the new Matrix?
The new?
Did you see the new Matrix? I actually didn't see the new Matrix.
I did. I don't.
How about the new Jurassic Park? I didn't see that either. In Jurassic Park, I literally have three Velociraptors behind me.
Yeah. There's a Stegosaurus.
There's
a Mario. There's a Bulbasaur.
I have a lot of things on that shelf.
There's a couple of
this is a podcast.
Velociraptors.
There's three of them. They're right there. Oh, yeah. The saxophone case.
Yeah.
They're partying. I think they're doing karaoke. I think they're singing Journey.
That would have been a better movie then.
Really? You didn't like it?
I didn't.
I want to see the special edition, but.
I do too, because it's. I'm always down for special editions, longer, more cut, whatever.
I hate Tia Leone in Jurassic Park 3, but I'll still watch Jurassic Park 3 if you turn it on.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, it's still a movie with really decent looking dinosaurs. Yeah,
there's still dinosaurs.
I didn't hate it, but I didn't love it, but I see why everybody else hated it.
I feel like people were mostly disappointed in it. I didn't hear anybody be like, I hated this movie. They were just like, that was a flop.
Yeah.
It also came out in DVD super fast.
It did.
Like 3 months.
Yeah.
Remember Jurassic? I just said Jurassic. I read the wrong word. Remember Godzilla versus Kong? Remember Godzilla smiling?
Yeah, and the weird movie.
Yeah. Remember at a time when conspiracy theories were running rampant in the world and nothing was trustable on the internet, and then they gave their hero, they made their hero a conspiracy theorist who believed in Hollow Earth?
Yeah.
Remember that?
And then it was actually Hollow Earth. Thing?
Yeah. Remember that time they destroyed all of Hong Kong? And unlike the first movie when they destroyed a city and everyone was like horribly distraught, this one didn't show a single civilian getting hurt?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I didn't like
it. But apparently they're making another one.
They should make another one because they need to redeem themselves. Because
that actually happens.
Other than that stupid Long Live the King line
in
King of Monsters, which also, like, the end of King of Monsters gets, like, retconned in the first, like, 30 seconds of Godzilla versus Kong for no reason whatsoever. Could you imagine if Godzilla was wrecking shit and then Kong came in and they're like, oh my god, like, they're fighting and this kaiju battle is, like, destroying our city and we're in horrible shape, and they get to the point where they're like, we can't trust... Like, we have to do something about these kaiju. And they make Godzilla and Kong both, like, enemy of the people. And everyone roots for Kong to finally take him out. And then Godzilla ends up, like, basically winning and Kong slumps away. And they're like, shit, we're stuck in a world with Godzilla. This is awful. And then in the third act, they're like, oh, we need him. And they focused on the people again, like they did in the first movie.
Yeah.
And we had seen those, like, insane shots, like the halo jump or... Like, you know, the buildings getting shot or destroyed and people actually panicking. Like, could you imagine how much more palatable of a movie that would have been if they just focused on people a little bit?
Maybe.
Don't get me wrong. The biggest problem with the first Godzilla is that it focuses a little bit too much on people.
Yeah.
But
it also made him kind of a mysterious monster until the end of the movie, which really worked well. So
it holds up.
Yeah.
It really does. And if you just give a little bit of the human element with less of it being Millie Bobby Brown and that other guy, and instead actually make it about, oh my god, like the world is getting destroyed because of these things, like you did kind of in King of Monsters. I mean, that's essentially what King of Monsters plot is, like, oh, we gotta kill Ghidorah because he's controlling all these others. But in this case, it's just, oh, humanity's hubris in order to create this Mecha Godzilla is now gonna ruin us, you know?
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Brandon Fraser's back. When do we get a new mummy?
What a gem.
What a gem.
What a fucking gem.
Wonderful. I mean, he was back a little bit before because we saw him at least in
Doom Patrol.
But, you know. And then he's going to be in a Batgirl movie. Remember?
That's not coming out.
Mortal Kombat. I liked Mortal Kombat.
I did too. I didn't love it, but I liked it.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you expect from a Mortal Kombat movie, people?
Stranger Things Season 4? Vecna?
That was cool.
And
cool twist.
Argo? Argo? Argyle. There's a Lord of the Rings show.
Master of Puppets in that show. Not Master in Lord of the Rings, but yeah.
But not Puppet Master, which is an excellent horror film.
Hmm.
It's not. Actually, it's probably very terrible, but I remember it being really scary.
Yeah. Wait, Lord of the Rings show?
There's a Lord of the Rings show.
It Rings of Power. I really liked it. I know a lot of people didn't. I didn't love it, but like I thought it was cool.
Hot D. I didn't finish Hot D because I don't think they deserve it yet.
They don't, but god damn it, it was so good. It was, I'm so excited for the next season and all the lore they like reset up, and then like it was just good storytelling finally.
I don't think they should be making the show yet. I think that unless they're going to be planning on doing Jon Snow's sequel that he wants, where, you know, they go, hey, wait a minute, why did we listen to the Unsullied if they just were going to leave right afterwards?
Yeah,
that doesn't make any sense.
That's dumb.
Not that we're going to go into that conversation, but we do literally have that conversation in this house like once every other month.
Yeah.
Did you watch Wheel of Time?
No.
Neither did I. Did you watch, did you play any Hogwarts Legacy?
No.
Neither did I.
I heard it wasn't great, besides all the controversy behind it.
No, Guardians of the Galaxy video game.
I started it
last weekend.
Yeah,
I like it so far.
You got more into it last weekend than I did in the...
Why is Rocket Raccoon the worst character in that entire game?
Oh,
he's
such a dick.
Mean.
And not in a good or fun way.
And like,
sometimes,
Peter doesn't respond with like quips. He goes, "Ugh, Rocket," like the whole time. And I'm like, yeah, I'm really annoyed with you. And then I started yelling at the TV. I'm like, fuck you, Rocket. I sided with you the whole time. I didn't even let them throw you.
Yeah.
I could have done it. I'm glad you did. He deserves it.
Yeah. I think I threw him.
All the Star Treks.
Yeah.
Strange New Worlds is great.
You went through a whole bunch of them.
I did almost all my data analysis while Star Trek was playing. I've heard good things about Picard. I haven't watched it yet because apparently a lot of Deep Space Nine plays into Picard, and I've never seen Deep Space Nine. So apparently I need to watch that.
I might just start it because I'm curious.
Lower Decks is the biggest love letter to Star Trek I've ever seen, and I love it.
I've heard nothing but amazing things.
It is so freaking funny. And it's getting a crossover with Strange New Worlds.
Live action.
Hey, Brian.
Which is cool. Hey, Bryce.
The High Republic.
Oh, yeah. That's a thing.
I feel like that
Star
should
Wars.
Just be a whole other podcast.
Yeah, we're probably going to just do a whole other podcast.
We need to do a whole podcast about the High Republic.
Uh-huh.
I'm a quarter of the way through phase one.
Yeah, yeah. I'm in the middle of... Well, actually, it's past... As of today, they dropped two new books. One's a novel. One's a middle grade novel. This is a podcast. You can't see me doing air quotes. They have three different kinds of, I don't know, prose books, where it's an adult novel, and they're pretty good, most of them. And then there's like the young reader. No, young reader. I can't remember. Anyways, it's kind of like the middle grade, and then there's the actual what they call middle grade. But this it's kind of shorter. Basically, they determine what their books are labeled as by the age of the protagonist, and that has also nothing to do with the things that are going on in said books, because there's a lot of violence, there's a lot of adult themes going on, but also there's just good Star Wars and cool Jedi and cool villains. And the very last thing right now coming out for phase three is the Acolyte TV show.
Acolyte's still on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But we got the comics coming out too, and they've been good. And a huge audiobook or audio drama called The Battle of Jedha came out, where it's a big old battle on Jedha that you saw in Rogue One. And this is like 200 years before Phantom Menace. No, probably 300 years, 350, something like that.
Oh, so we finally get to know why all those giant statues are on the ground.
Yes. That just happened. Whew. Anyways, more on that later. But I think that kind of covers some of the major things, the minor things, and the middle things that we've missed the last couple of years being busy doing real life stuff.
Yeah, Brian got a job.
Yeah. I was working 80, 90 hour weeks. It was nuts.
Like a really crazy job.
Yeah.
And I took a lot of yoga.
I wish.
I became an animator.
Yeah.
That's my job.
Thing. Yeah.
My job is to animate things, not just be animated.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice time.
Right.
And,
But yeah, we're back.
We're back. We're
again.
Back. Wait, hang on. I want to.
Again.
Nicole!
There's a Nicole. Hello, Nicole.
Come here. 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 Nicole.
Yeah, what?
Be careful. Don't bump things.
Okay.
Come sit here.
You want me to sit?
Yep.
Right there.
Right there. Right there. Okay, Nicole.
What's up?
Hey, this is a podcast, and we just brought Nicole in because, you know, it's
in.
Nice to have a... Oh, I texted her.
Oh.
It's nice to have a third opinion. So in like 10 words or less being the operative word, hot takes. Ready?
Okay.
Rapid fire. The Last of Us TV show.
Excellent.
Thor 4.
Butts.
John Wick 3.
Wait, but I like, is butts a good thing or bad thing? Because
I like butts.
I like butts. I cannot lie.
Let me rephrase. Bad butts.
Bad butts. John Wick 3.
Good butts.
3,000 Years of Longing.
Haven't seen it.
Avatar Waterworld Edition.
Did not see it.
Loki.
Great.
Everything Everywhere All at Once.
The best.
Moon Knight.
Pretty good.
Black Adam. Falcon Winter Soldier.
Great.
Ant-Man Quantumania. You can get better takes than
you
just...
You said rapid fire.
Yeah, but you can like give us like a more than like... You can like mention a thing worth mentioning.
I really liked Ant-Man Quantumania.
Yeah. Ant-Man, I did too.
Yeah.
I did fall asleep like 3/4 of the way through it.
When did MODOK come out?
Like the show? Oh, that was pandemic.
I did like...
Was MODOK pandemic?
Yeah. That right. Hitmonkey.
MODOK and MODOK and Hitmonkey's getting a sequel.
Yeah.
They're getting a sequel
season.
A second season. Sorry, a second season. Whatever. I need,
same thing.
I need Stupid Buddy Studios to make a second MODOK now. Yesterday.
Call Patton Oswalt immediately.
Patton. Seth. Do your thing. Okay. Ant-Man Quantumania.
I slept.
Okay. Godzilla versus Kong.
Not good. Not very good.
What was your favorite part?
The part where Godzilla smiles at the camera.
That's everyone's favorite part.
It's the greatest.
Mortal Kombat.
A good popcorn movie.
Yeah.
Stranger Things 4.
Oh, that was really good. Real creepy. I like that they had a Robert Englund cameo.
Oh,
that
yeah.
was great.
Lord of the Rings show.
I only watched like the first 3 episodes.
Hot D.
Only watched the first. That was too much for me.
Oh yeah, the blood.
That was a lot.
So much.
The blood and the female trauma.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, got it.
Dragon Ball Super Superhero.
Very exciting. I loved that guy that screamed. Remember him?
Yeah. We talked about it. Yeah.
We did talk about him. He's the best part of the movie.
Yeah. Really memorable. So excited.
Out of nowhere.
It was so bad that it was
single-handedly rehyped the entire audience.
But also that we're like, what the hell?
Like rehyped yeah. and also made us all really uncomfortable. Like, okay,
yeah.
buddy.
Yeah.
Very uncomfortable and then very excited.
Yeah.
Brian, you got anything on your list?
Bad Batch.
Oh, so good. So sad, but so good.
Yeah.
Tales of the Jedi.
Majestic.
Andor.
That one was excellent. I really liked Andy Serkis. And yeah. What's the actor's name? The main actor? Andor.
Diego Luna?
Diego Luna. Yeah, he was great.
I think that's about it.
Bad butts and good butts.
Yeah. We might have to use that more often.
Yeah.
Bad butts and good butts.
Yeah. It was good butts. It was good butts.
It was good butts.
Not to be confused with it was good but.
Right.
No.
Butts.
But sometimes there's good butt.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
I cannot lie.
You know who's got disappointing butt is new Mario.
Why is that?
Mario in the movie has a flat butt, but Mario in Mario yes. Odyssey has a thick Pixar butt.
Yeah. But he's a jumper. Like,
yeah,
they got
the dude's doing plyo all the time.
Yeah.
He should have a bubble butt.
Mm-hmm. That's what we're all saying. Remember
correct.
What they took from you.
Those type
they
2.
Took away.
Type 2 muscle fibers.
Type 2 muscle fibers, I think. I trust Brian.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He knows about this more than I do. But mm-hmm. if you want to know where the word cleave came from, I got you. my degree is super useful. I'm going to cry a little bit. Animaniacs came back.
Yeah.
For the last season.
There's only one season?
No, there's 4. But the fourth one's the last one. I think.
No, they took away our sexy green M&M, and they took away Mario's sexy butt.
Yeah, that frumpy green M&M.
No.
She's back, though.
Is she?
It was
now she's wearing
tennis
shoes.
It was a Super Bowl stunt.
No, they took away all the M&Ms and canceled them. They still made her less sexy.
Oh.
And you know who's really offended about this? Fucking Tucker Carlson.
It just means
is this the beginning of everything that they're going to take away? Am I no longer allowed to be attracted to an M&M?
I mean, look, we're not going to.
Weird
gonna,
childhood
you know,
fantasies, I think.
Yeah. We don't really want to shame, but.
Listen,
dude,
man,
what?
You know, live your truth.
Yeah.
And if your truth involves an M&M bag and a lonely night, you know,
It's on you.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to hear about it.
No. Keep that one to yourself.
Please.
It's all you.
Anything else we didn't talk about?
Hocus Pocus 2.
Oh, that was a thing.
You know what?
That was all right.
I didn't see Hocus Pocus 2.
I liked it.
I did not like it.
I did not.
I didn't hate it. I didn't love it. It was, I think it felt.
It just didn't have the same charm.
It was almost like too short, and they like rushed through a few things.
Mm-hmm.
And then they like try to force in like modern day like jokes. And
yeah.
Which it's always a thing.
I mean, there were jokes in, like, you know, anachronistic jokes in the first one, but...
Yeah.
They
hold up.
They just didn't... Mostly. They felt forced in this one.
Yeah.
Everything felt really forced.
Yeah. The pacing felt fast.
Yeah.
Nostalgia porn.
Hmm. Didn't work.
No. I was not horny.
There's a
for
lot
that
of...
Movie.
Okay. I mean, let's face it. Freaking classic... what is his name? Abe Sapien.
Doug Jones.
Doug Jones. I mean, Doug Jones. He gets me my gears grinding. He gets me going.
Mm-hmm.
He was Billy.
I know.
Yeah.
He's also.
Who else would he be from that movie?
That's fair.
The
could
bus
be
driver.
He could be Ducky. Hubba, what is it? It's
hubba, bubble, bubble,
bubble,
I'm
bubble.
In
I'm in trouble. No, he's actually also the cop. That's not a cop.
Oh, is he?
No.
I don't think I actually know what he looks like without all the makeup and prosthetics.
I mean, he doesn't look like Saru, and he doesn't look like Abe Sapien, and he doesn't look like that one green creature from the Black Lagoon that gets it on with that deaf woman.
The creature from the Black Lagoon?
Listen, it's a different creature from the Black Lagoon because it was in Guillermo del Toro's I Had Sex with a Swamp Monster movie.
Oh, the
Shape of Water.
Shape of Water. I was going to say The Taste of Water.
Oh, The Taste of a Water Monster,
a
I'll tell you.
That's a whole different movie.
Or whatever sound, you know, I don't know. I didn't see it.
He does make sounds, I think.
Does he not? Is that why he's able to communicate? You didn't see it either?
No, I didn't see it.
Well, maybe he does make sounds.
I think she's deaf.
She is deaf.
Okay, maybe he doesn't need to make sounds then.
I mean, that could be part of it. Maybe he has, like, some horrible screech during sex, and that's why she's able to handle it. Because she doesn't know.
We should just watch the movie and find out.
Just the lovemaking scene is just, like, tender and sweet, and you're like, you know what? Guillermo del Toro made it work. I'm really... Oh, and suddenly you're taken right back to Dragon Ball Z when Gohan transforms. Turns out that's the sound. It's just
it was that guy the whole time.
The whole time. He was actually Doug Jones. He was just there to make this weird blend between Darth Sidious and the goat that screams like a man. For the record, I inhale screamed that, so mm-hmm. I don't know how that happened, but I did.
You'll never be able to recreate.
A little bit. Well, how bad did I peek on? I didn't peek on that.
All right.
Anyway, that's been our recap episode. We're back. We have a ton in the can. We have a few in the can.
Yeah.
We have episodes in the can.
We have.
Unlike
we do.
Other times where mm-hmm. we've been like, hey, we're back. Guess what, guys? We got episodes coming up. We literally have already recorded them.
Yeah.
We have edited two of them.
Yeah.
I've got like five to edit while you're at Star Trek Celebration.
Star Trek Celebration.
I'm not offended, but 90s me is really upset. Star Wars Celebration.
Yeah.
I should go to a Star Trek convention. That sounds fun.
Also, they're always around.
There's an Anaheim Comic Con that's coming up that's being hosted by like the Anaheim Public Library on like the 15th.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boom is going to be there. And I was just talking about how much I love Boom.
Yeah?
We should go.
We should go. It's on the 15th. I don't know. You're not going to be back yet.
I'm back on the 17th.
Oh, well, then you will not be able to go.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's
Tell me
free.
How it is.
It's free.
It is free.
I'll go to my con and you go to yours and we'll compare.
Yeah.
See who had a better con.
Yeah.
Brian's going to London.
Yeah.
Brian's going to London to go be a Star Wars nerd.
Yeah.
Is there a better reason to go?
No.
That's what I thought.
Not Big Ben.
Big Ben? No.
No. Eh. The Queen! Oh.
Oh, yeah, the Queen. The Queen died. That happened during it. Long live the King.
I
guess.
Because the monarchy.
Listen.
What were we so interested in the monarchy that...
We worked so hard to not be interested in the monarchy.
Yeah. And then she died and suddenly everybody's like, the queen! And I'm like, wait, what?
I thought you all hated the queen.
What?
Yeah. So, yeah, that's our episode.
Yeah.
Brian, how do you feel? Do you Pretty think good. We can actually hold up this time?
Yeah, we'll see.
I think we can do it.
Yeah.
I think we've been on a roll.
Yeah.
So far, we have a Dungeons & Dragons podcast planned.
Yep.
We have a Mario podcast planned.
Ooh, yeah.
We have the second half, the long-awaited second half of the WandaVision podcast featuring Mitchell Agatha Thompson. You'll understand that joke later.
Yeah.
And Nicole Jones.
I'm in that one.
Right. Yes, you make an excellent comment. I don't want to spoil it, but she mentions respectfully licking people head to toe.
And, that's right.
It's the only way to lick someone.
I mean, if you're disrespectful.
If you're respectful about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to be respectful right. about it.
We got our good buddy
Dave coming
back. If
you're respectful enough, they might even go, Sorry, you got... Oh, and Dave was there.
Yeah, Dave was there.
Too, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Poor Dave.
We,
Dave, you'll understand when you listen to it. We'll just let you get there.
Yeah. We might have a Venom cut.
Hashtag
release the Venom cut. I got you, Dave. I got you, boo.
Well, we got to do something about the Venom cut. Something has to happen about the Venom cut.
Something must be done.
Something must be done about the Venom cut. We technically also somewhere have a Gollum episode and a Joker episode.
Yeah.
Because Gollum is apparently going to come out at some point.
And it's
Gollum...
been...
The video game.
The video game.
Oh!
Yeah. Were you here when we did that?
Nope. That was a Clay.
Yeah.
Clay was still living here. In fact, yeah. I think it was like a month before I met Nicole.
Holy crap.
Yeah. Same with the Joker.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah. That was 10 years ago before the pandemic.
Watch, we don't.
That's the thing that happened. Oh my gosh, we made that whole long list, Brian. There was a pandemic.
Yeah, that was a thing.
That's that.
I mean, we kind of talked about it in the.
No, we definitely. Yeah. We sat at home and made sourdough.
And,
Now, let me be clear. When I say when we made sourdough,
I didn't do it.
I mean, we tried to make a sourdough starter and it went bad.
No, that was.
So it was literally sourdough.
That was Clay's baby. Wasn't
and
it?
Clay neglected that baby.
He sure did. It was a moldy baby.
It was a petri dish of a baby.
But our garden was great.
But our garden was great, and our OnlyFans was even better.
I wasn't there for that.
That you know of.
Alright.
Bryce, no consent.
Respectfully licked you head to toe.
I was not there for that one, or disrespectfully.
There's a sound that I could make a fifth time that will give you might give you some flash. No, there was no OnlyFans.
No.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah. No, that was nailed it.
Nailed it. We did it, Brian. We have a new episode. This is our episode. It has a theme song. It plays right. Wait, do you have anything else to say?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, now.
Oh, I like that one. That's a good one.
I took out the strings.
Not as fancy.
Yeah, but the horns come in. Listen to the horns. Yeah, yeah. Ah, yeah. Nice fade.
Yeah.
That's a Spaceballs reference. Could you press the space bar on that computer? Sneaky Geek is hosted by Bryce Rankins and Brian Romero. Special thanks to our guest today, Nicole Jones. Our theme song was written by Skylar Johnson. Our logo was designed by Alexandra Nimmons. You can listen to Sneaky Geek on SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever podcasts are. That's where we are. So if you can't find us on your regular thing, let us know. If you have an idea for an episode of Sneaky Geek and you desperately need us to cover it, you can message us over at Sneaky Geek Podcast on Instagram. Oh.